Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
El Chapo appears in court here in New York, and now we know he'll go on trial next April. CBS News investigative producer Pat Milton was there. Pat, beyond the trial date, what was discussed today in court?
Yeah, what was discussed is the attorneys for Guzman brought up that they had to speak to him through a plexiglass screen, and they asked the court to lift that restriction because it was hindering their communication with him in preparing for a trial. So the judge said that he would send a magistrate to review the situation and then to get back with them. They said that as it is now, they've got thousands and thousands of documents and 1,500 recordings that they want to review with him, and they're being forced to put the piece of paper up to the plexiglass for him to read it and then take it down. And they said that it's just very burdensome and it's hindering their preparation for the trial.
This is federal court in Brooklyn. Typically can't get cameras in there, so I can't see it. What was El Chapo's demeanor like? How did he seem during this court appearance?
Well, he appeared calm and he appeared confident. He answered the questions from the court through an interpreter, and at various times he was asked to explain different things, and he was appeared to be very respectful. At one point, he was asked if he wanted to continue with his court-appointed attorneys, the public defenders, and he said very respectfully to the judge, "Thank you, sir. I would like to continue with my current attorneys because I feel I am very well with them." So he also, when he came in, he was dressed in, you know, the regular prison guard of navy blue. He had orange sneakers on, and he immediately looked into the different court seats and saw his wife, who was craning her neck to look at him. And they established eye contact, and she gave a little wave, and he gave a little tiny smile. And during the one-hour court proceeding, he continued to look for her, and she looked for him. One of the issues that had been decided before this hearing today was he had asked if he could see his wife or talk to her because he has not been permitted any visitors at the Metropolitan Correction Facility except for his legal team. And the judge turned that down, but he did say that he could write her letters, but those letters needed to be vetted. They needed to be monitored through the authorities at the prison. And the judge had raised the issue that the main reason he was concerned about her, his contact with his wife, is that he didn't want him sending any coded messages to run the Sinaloa cartel from behind bars or coordinate an escape or even direct an attack of a possible snitch.
Yeah, this is somebody we all know escaped from prison twice, you know, by tunneling out. Manhattan bedrock is helpful in that regard. But do we know if there are any extra security measures being taken in holding him, considering the history there?
Yes, he's being held under very tight security. The 59-year-old has been in solitary confinement, which is meaning that he's only allowed out maybe 23 hours a day. He was complaining that he had a clock taken away from him and that when he is on the exercise bike for that 1 hour that he's permitted recreation, it wasn't facing the television set. So he did have a considerable litany of gripes, but the judge didn't rule against them. He continued him in solitary confinement. And the judge in his ruling before the hearing said that, you know, he's taking note that this man has escaped twice from prison. And once he was in the maximum security prison in solitary confinement, and he still managed to have a tunnel drilled through to his compartment and through his shower, and that's how he escaped when he was in Mexico.
He'll have a lot of time to think and to ponder in solitary confinement with about a year now to go before his trial. CBS investigative producer Pat Milton, always appreciate you joining us.
Thank you very much.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.